Hi there, this is Jill from Deep Midwick at Peak District Holiday Cottage, and this is the video to go with my blog, My Peak District Resolutions. New Year's resolutions have never really been my thing. I just think if something needs changing in your life, you should just get on and change it there and then, rather than hanging around and waiting for the 1st of January. Anyway, I've had a chat on Twitter this week with Terry Bond from Peak District TV, all about how he loves what he does, and which is essentially sharing his passion for filmmaking and wild places. And he does spend a lot of his time in the Peak District, and that got me thinking about the Peak District and how much we love it there too, and how little time we actually get to enjoy it. We visit the cottage quite a few times in the year, but inevitably spend our time doing maintenance jobs around the house and tidying up in the garden. So my mid-January Peak District resolution is to get out and enjoy the time we have in the Peak District more this year. There's so much I'd like to do, but here are just the first few things I'd like to cross off my Peak District resolution list. Doing a great circular walk around Edale and Castleton. Go swimming in Hathersage Open Air Swimming Pool, followed by lunch at the outside cafe at the outside shop, including one of their delicious cakes. Visiting one of the local sheepdog trials. Spending a few hours at Go Ape in Buxton on their treetop adventure. Watching the sunset from the top of Eccles Pike, just behind the cottage. Cycling along the Tissington and High Peak trails. Going clay pigeon shooting at the Boar Shoot near Glossop. Spending an evening at the old-fashioned Rex Cinema in Marple. Visiting the David Mellor Design Centre in Hathersage. I've never been, but the building looks fascinating from the outside. Doing a circular walk around Hartington and calling in at the old cheese shop and youth hostel for tea and cake. Spending an afternoon enjoying a bit of motorsport at Buxton Raceway. Having spent my teenage years hanging around at Speedway, I still have a soft spot for dirt track and engines. Driving over to Haddon Hall to enjoy the gardens and more delicious tea and cake. You can probably see there's a theme emerging here. Enjoying a night of drama or comedy and music at Buxton Opera House would be good. And finally, taking a picnic down to Bugsworth Basin in the summer and watching the boats and people coming and going. So that was a much longer off-the-cuff list than I'd actually anticipated. We hear so many great stories from guests who've enjoyed doing lots of lovely things out and about in the Peak District. And having spent so many years renovating the cottage and not actually having the time to get out and enjoy the area, I think it's time we did that now. And to start the ball rolling, we've booked a long weekend at the cottage at the beginning of March, where we're going to be joined by some very good friends, which will definitely mean we'll take the time to get out on the hills and find a few more local tea shops too. Many thanks for taking the time to stop by and listen for this, and do get in touch and let me know what would be on your Peak District resolution list. That's great, thank you.